I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Nats Insider. What's happening, everybody? Dan Kolko here with you for the next hour here on 106.7 The Fan. Got a great show for you this afternoon. Be joined by MVP candidate Juan Soto. That feels good to say, and I'm sure for him it's good to look up at the numbers that he's put up this season. We'll talk to Juan about everything that's happened over the course of this wild, and for him, at least individually, fantastic 2020 year. Talk to former National Danny Espinosa, a member of the Nationals infield for a number of years, former third-round pick of this organization that became a contributor for quite a while. We'll catch up with him. Also talk to Tal Alter, the CEO of Nationals Philanthropies, talk about everything that's going on at the Youth Baseball Academy and all of the great charitable work that they're doing with the Nationals philanthropic wing of the organization. So got a really great show for you over the next hour. Got to start the show, though, by talking about Davey Martinez signing a three-year contract extension with this Nationals organization. The same length of an extension that Mike Rizzo signed 3 weeks ago today. So you can make of that what you will, coincidental or not, but Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo sticking around now for multiple years to try and build upon what they did in 2019. And after a disappointing 2020, take this team back to where they expect to be. This is not just about the two of them, obviously. It's about the people that are around them that will be sticking in place. It's about the foundation that they're laying in place for the future. And I think that this is a good building block. This is something that going into the off season in 2020 here, you can have Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez both get out there and recruit and talk to free agents, talk to potential targets of this Nationals organization and get more talent here to D.C. Davey Martinez is as much of a player's manager as you'll find in Major League Baseball. And if you're talking about players that are on the free agent market and have an opportunity to play in a variety of places, Davey can be a salesman for a lot of these people and talk them into possibly landing here in D.C. So this is I view this as nothing but positive when it comes to Mike Rizzo signing multiple years with this organization and now Davey doing the same. The Nationals locking up the people that helped them build a World Series championship team in 2019. They hope to get back there in the future. We'll take a break here on Nats Insider. When we come back, we'll talk to Juan Soto. Good conversation with the Nationals outfielder after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Dan Kolko joined by the Nationals left/right fielder. He's all over the place. Juan Soto, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Good, good. It's good to finally see you and get a chance to talk to you. First of all, before we start, I got to say, you scared the hell out of me the other day by throwing that ball up to our set. Our Nats that after a half inning, you're warming up with Victor, you're throwing the ball around, and then you turn around and you chuck the ball, and it hit about 2 feet from me, and it scared the hell out of me, man.
I just tried to throw it on top. I was throwing the whole game. I was throwing over everywhere. Then I said, all right, let me hit something. Let me see how they feel if I hit something. And I just hit right behind the wall. It was so fun.
Yeah, more fun for you than me. I almost had an accident. But Juan, it's great to catch up with you, man, after what's been a tough year for your team and what's been a weird year overall, but you're having a great season. Just want to get your thoughts on your season individually as a player. How do you think you fared this year? What have you been happy with, and what have you maybe not been happy with?
It's been a tough season going through all this. It's just hard to go through all this season because we have a couple players they've been hurt. I don't like that, and I've been sad about it and thinking about it. That we lost two big pieces of the team, that is Strasburg and Castro. So it feels bad about it, but it's really tough. But we gotta keep going. We gotta keep trying. We gotta keep playing baseball and trying to do my best. About this year, I don't know. It's just been a crazy year for me. It's a little tough. It feels bad because we just came from win the World Series and now we on this spot. But it's okay. We have another year. I think our pieces came back healthy and ready to go, and we will see you next year.
One thing that we learned very on about you is how much fun you have playing baseball. With this year and all of the COVID protocols and the weird travel and not really being able to spend time with your teammates like you normally would, have you been able to have fun this season?
I mean, that's another thing. When every time I'm in the field, I try to enjoy it as much as I can. I try to enjoy it more than I did in the past because I know we don't have the chance to get together outside, go get dinner, or do something fun and all that kind of stuff. So I just try to have fun in the field, try to have fun in here, try to enjoy as much as I can, and then go back to the bubble.
Yeah, that's got to be strange, especially when your team was so close last year and you guys loved spending time together and going to dinners and doing things like that. Has that been a weird transition this year, going from a group that loved being around each other all the time and now you really can't do that at all?
I mean, it's like I say, it's just tough. It's weird because we just go back to the hotel, back to your apartment, just locked down. You can't do anything. That's why we always try to have fun in here. Try to bring that from what we're doing outside. Try to bring it to the field. Try to have fun, enjoy the time together. Because we know outside you just get in the hotel room or in your apartment and just by yourself.
Juan Soto joining me on Nats Insider. Juan, what in your work with Kevin Long this year has worked for you? What do you think in terms of the mechanics of your swing and the work that you're putting in with K Long has allowed you to put up the type of numbers that you have?
I mean, just how we finished last year, just try to start with that, because in the beginning of last year it was a little tough, a little rough, and then we find out we gotta work in a little more things, and this year we just start working on it right away, and we just start trying to fix everything try to make it perfect, try to make my swing perfect, my legs, everything in the practice. And then when it comes to the game, everything just come through. And I think that was the key, just start working with the team we finished last year.
What was the thing that you finished with last year that you felt really good about?
Just try to let the ball travel, try to see the ball deeper and use my legs. I've been using my legs really well and just try to get on top of the ball. That's the most important thing right now, is just see the ball deeper, let the ball travel, and to make sure and see all the off speed and all that kind of stuff.
You mentioned off speed. Early on last season, you were seeing a ton of off speed, and we talked about it last year. What have you noticed this year about the way the teams are pitching you when they actually do pitch to you? Because you haven't been getting pitched to a lot.
In the beginning of the season, they've been trying to go with the off speed again, and they see that I can start hitting it, and that they try to throw fastballs off speed or walk me, or they just try to be around. And for me, I just try to be patient and try to take my walks. But that's how they want to work. They wanted to start throwing me a lot of off speed, but then when they see I start hitting it, they just shut it down and they try to be around the corners or walk me.
I know that if I was a hitter and I loved hitting and I wasn't getting a chance to hit because I was getting walked all the time, I would get really frustrated. But it doesn't seem like you do. Why is that?
I mean, I love to take walks. I don't mind to take walks because I know it's part of the game and you're trying to help your team. I prefer to take a walk than strike me out. That's the thing. Every time I'm on base and everything, you never know. Something can happen. I can be the tie run or it can be the winning run. You never know.
Juan, you've put up really good numbers across the board this year. Your power, your average, your on-base percentage. You're leading the league in a ton of offensive categories, which has you getting mentioned as an MVP candidate this year. What would it mean to you if you won an MVP, either this season or sometime in the future?
For me, I'm going to be really proud of myself. All the work I've done in the past is just coming out right now. Everything I've done is for my city, my country. I do it for my family. Everything I do it for my family. So it's gonna feel really good to bring MVP to the Dominican Republic. Feel really proud of it, but we got a long way to go.
What was it like for you this last offseason when you returned to the DR and you were a World Series champion? How did everyone down there treat you when you came back home?
That was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, the people don't really know me before that. And since I get there, I can't even go out. Everybody's like enjoying, like jumping around and looking at me like a superstar. And I was like, oh man, I don't even know how that feel. So it just feel good because you feel the love of the people, and it's just amazing time.
Who have you gotten to meet through all the success that you and your team had last year that was really, really cool to you, or something that you got to experience that was really special that maybe you wouldn't have experienced in the past?
I mean, when I see in the playoff and in the World Series, when I see all those superstars, those Hall of Fame around me, it was really special for me when I see A-Rod, and I see Big Papi, Pedro, Frank Thomas, all those guys. It's just amazing when I see all those guys around me and they treat me like their sons and all that stuff. It just feels really special for me.
Juan Soto joining me on Nats Insider. And Juan, in the minors, you weren't in the minors that long, but when you were there, you played mostly right field. Up here, you've played almost entirely left field, but the last few days, we've seen you move over to right field and play a little bit there. Do you have a preference? Do you feel more comfortable in one of those two positions? And what do you think about possibly playing right field in the future?
For me, I don't care. Whenever I'm in the lineup, I'm going to feel good. I can play right field, center field, left field, catcher, pitcher, whatever you put me, if I'm in the lineup, I'm good. I'm happy to play. I don't care where you put me. I'm going to try to find out the way to feel comfortable and try to help my team.
You say you'd feel comfortable at pitcher. We saw something with Hispanic Heritage Month. We saw something that the Nationals put together. You talking about the first time that you hit a home run. You said that you also threw a no-hitter that day. First of all, that's ridiculous. Second of all, I didn't know that you used to pitch. Tell me about that. And did you pitch your entire childhood? When did that stop?
Since I was a kid, I always tried to play all the positions, and they always bring me to pitch. And I'm glad I always did really good pitching and all that kind of stuff. But when I was like a teenager, when I was younger, I started looking for a sign. They shut it down about the pitching and stuff and all that kind of stuff, and they just concentrate on the outfield. But yeah, I like to pitch. I really love when I get in the mound and I start throwing and pass hitters and all that kind of stuff. I really like it, but then I like hit bombs better than that.
You'd rather hit bombs than throw pitches.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, Juan, let's look forward to next season now, because this year, forget 2020. 2020 was a mess. We're just going to forget that it ever happened. Where would you like to improve your game as you look towards the future?
I always, every offseason, I try to improve every part of my game. So I've been trying to improve my speed and my arm strength and everything. But that's the thing I'm going to try to improve more. And this offseason, try to improve my arm strength and my speed, still working in my speed, and see how that can help to the team next year. Because sometimes we need stolen base or something like that, or throwing somebody out in the bases, it's just really important for the team. So I'm going to try to improve a little bit more on that.
This has been a tough season for your team. How do you feel about your team's chances in 2021? Obviously, you guys will make some free agent signings, and we don't know how the roster exactly will look. But you know the core of your team. You know you'll have Max and Strauss and Corbin. You know the bullpen. You know a lot of the position players that you have. How do you feel about your guys' chances next year?
Oh, it's going to be really good. It's going to be a really high chances. We just got to see how it's going to be for the free agent sign with the offseason. But I think we're going to be really good because we have all the pitchings. We're just going to need a couple guys, a couple hitters that they can drive runs and all that kind of stuff. But I think we're going to be good.
Juan, thank you so much for taking the time. And please don't throw any more baseballs at me up on the set. Otherwise, I might need to change my pants. I don't want to have to do that, okay?
All right.
Thanks so much for the time, buddy. Have a great rest of the season, and enjoy your off season. Stay healthy, and we'll see you in West Palm Beach in a few months.
All right. See you. Thank you.
Nats fans, thank you for your support. To show you gratitude for your Natitude, get 50% off everything in the Nationals team store this weekend through September 27th. For restrictions and team store hours, visit nationals.com/team store. And got to be aware of this. Time is running out to enter for your chance to win a personalized 2019 World Series ring. Just make a $25 donation to Nationals Philanthropies, the official charitable arm of the Washington Nationals, by October 3rd to be entered to win this once-in-a-lifetime keepsake. Don't wait. Visit natsringsweeps.com today. When we come back, talk to Danny Espinosa, former National, here on Nats Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Joined now by a very familiar face. People listening on the radio can't see this face or the beard that accompanies it, but I can, and the beard is still majestic and wonderful. Danny Espinosa. Danny, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Dan. How you been?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you and get a chance to catch up with you. It's been a little bit. We were just talking before we started recording, and you're out in California now. You're with the family, and you're kind of going through, you know, a weird time right now like everyone is. Tell everybody at home what your plans were for this season and now going forward, since we've all had to adjust how your baseball career might be continuing. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, so I was going to go to Mexico this year and play and then go play on the Olympic team. And with everything that happened with the coronavirus and China and everything, it got shut down. And obviously the Olympics was canceled or postponed until this coming summer. So the season in Mexico was canceled and then the Olympics got canceled. So it's kind of like getting furloughed like anybody else, you know, just sitting home and hanging out and training all the time. Kind of stopped training baseball, really. Just started training to stay in shape with my trainer, and you know, took some trips with the family. I went out to the farm a lot this summer, and really just spent some time with my kids and my wife that I haven't had. Been able to do different things, but that's really about it. Now looking this next year season, if I don't go back to Mexico, worked out with some teams in Asia, and so hopefully that'll come together and I can go over there. I think it'd be an unbelievable experience for myself and for my family to do something like that.
And also, before we dive into your Nationals tenure, I never thought this is a sentence that I would speak, but Danny Espinosa is getting into the media game as well. You've got a podcast that you've launched.
My buddy who was the broadcaster for, I think he did the TV stuff or the radio stuff for AA in Harrisburg last year for the Nationals, Seth Smith. Him and I and his brother grew up together our entire lives. And it was something that they wanted to do, that they just wanted to try and be a part of. And I, you know, it's the first time in my life I've had downtime. And I thought, well, I'm not doing anything. Let's see what it's like. Let's see what, you know, see what it's about. And it's something I kind of enjoy. It's something that it's fun to hear people's stories and to give them the opportunity to tell their story. An adventure of life and whatever business or type of athlete they are. We've been doing music people lately, and it's been fun. You learn a lot of stuff that you just had no clue about that. And I think it's really fun to listen to these journeys.
So how can people find this podcast? How can they get a little bit more Danny Espinosa in their daily life?
It's called CBS Pods, or Connected by Scenes podcast, and it was named Connected by Scenes because all three of us grew up playing baseball together and how we stayed friends for our entire lives. And kind of everything, everyone almost that we've interviewed, it's come through the baseball form, the connection from baseball through the whether it's been my barber or whether it's been some of the music people that we know that they played baseball together when in high school. So it's just kind of, we didn't really know what to do. We really don't know what we're doing still. It's just really just fun. We just enjoyed it. And, you know, this is how we do every single one is on this, on the Zoom. And it's kind of weird. It's hard because you have the timing and everything. You can't really get as much of a good vibe on how people are talking or where the conversation is going. So it does make it a little tougher when there's four people, but it is enjoyable. But you can find us on the Apple Pods, Spotify, Twitter, Instagram, everything. We post everything. But yeah, it's been going well. It's honestly, it's been something that never thought I would get into. And like I said, I finally had time to try something else and I tried it and it's been enjoyable.
Good for you, man. Danny Espinosa joining me now on Nats Insider. And Danny, let's go back to your time with the Nationals organization. You were drafted by this team in 2008. You spent nearly a full decade as a member of the Nationals organization. What are your fondest memories from that time? There's a lot to choose from there in nearly 10 years worth of baseball life. But you came a long way from third round pick back in 08 to an everyday player on this team for a handful of seasons. What do you remember about your time wearing the Curly W?
I loved it. Obviously, I remember being called up. That was the biggest thing, being called up to the big leagues. But there's a lot of things that my wife and I talk about and remember, and things that we will never forget. And it goes to the fans who were so good to me. I felt like the fans always had my back in Washington, D.C. What a great atmosphere. Living in Washington, D.C. or Virginia, which I love living in Virginia. What a great place. And really the teams, the relationships that we created, whether it was through media, like someone like you, or through my teammates, or through Sean Bertani, like my wife loves, we really just created relationships that are lifetime relationships with people like Zim and Ian Desmond and Jason Worth that you know, I'll always have. My coaches, great there, loved it. Still stay in touch with Dusty all the time. There's a lot of positive, a lot of things I really love. Obviously, winning there was a lot of fun. What a great city to win in. I always said if I could win a championship there, that'd be just the best city in the world to win in. But, yeah, I mean, we look back, my wife and I look back at 2012, probably was the best team that we had ever had and best relationships, you know, as close as that team was in 2012. And I enjoyed all the seasons, but that season with that group of guys and the way everything was pretty special.
Danny, I've had a chance to catch up with a variety of former guys over the last handful of weeks, whether it was Mark DeRosa or Adam LaRoche. And one thing, Kevin Franzen as well, one thing that pretty much everyone has said is that the way that you guys got along inside that clubhouse was what propelled those teams to something special, whether it was 2012, whether it was 14, whether it was 16, whether it was even a couple of the years that you guys didn't end up making the playoffs. Those guys felt like there was something with those groups of people, that group of players, that allowed you guys to really want to play for each other and run through a wall for each other. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it had to do with the farm system and the guys that had been there that we had come up playing in the minor leagues together. And so there was a lot of familiarity within that clubhouse. But we brought in the right veterans. You had the right veterans there. You had Ryan Zimmerman. You brought in Jason Worth. You know, you had a Mark DeRosa that you brought in. But you brought in these veterans that were able to help the younger guys and create a better clubhouse. Because obviously, I'm not in the big leagues now, but with the amount of young guys that are in every clubhouse, I don't foresee clubhouses being the same as they were when I was in the big leagues. It was something that was created special through time that you can't replace that. You can't replace experience. And when you have a guy like Matt Stairs in your clubhouse, you can't bring the best player up from the minor leagues and replace that experience. So it created this just vibe in the clubhouse to where we would even get guys traded or free agent that knowing that they maybe didn't have the best rap, like clubhouse rap, right? And people would be concerned. And honestly, with the clubhouse that we had, it was never a concern because they would come in and we'd put our arms around them, allow them to be the person that they wanted to be. That would allow them to be the best player possible on our field for our team. And it doesn't mean you have to be best friends with every single teammate, but you have to accept your teammates and you have to allow them to be the best on the field for you. And I thought that team was very good at that. There's a lot of differences in the clubhouse, and that's every clubhouse, especially in a veteran clubhouse where you're going to have more outspoken people. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's real good. It's good for the fun. It's good for the bantering. It's good. You know, there's a lot of good to it. But what's really good about that clubhouse is they accepted everybody. Very, very accepting clubhouse. And that's what I really enjoyed about it, was that no matter who was brought in, man, it was like they formed straight into what was already there. There was no separation.
Danny Espinosa joining me on Nats Insider. And Danny, I've asked a variety of guys this question, former Nationals players. I'll ask you as well. What was it like for you watching the 2019 Nationals win a World Series last year? I don't know how much you were consistently actually sitting down and watching the games through the playoff run, but what was it like for you to see the city of DC get to wrap their arms around a World Series championship finally?
Honestly, I watched a couple games early, and I really thought while looking at what was going on, I said, man, shot in hell. It just didn't seem like it. Kept getting in bad positions where they were having to dig out of everything. And I just thought, man, like, this catches up, right? At some point, like, this catches up. And it was a bittersweet moment because you want to be a part of that championship, but more sweet than anything because I think of the fans there, like I said, and how supportive they were to experience a championship like that. You know, on a team that came back there, what, in 05, and, you know, now they're champions. I mean, that's pretty amazing turnaround. So for them to have that championship, but really I was really stoked for my friends that had been there forever, like Anthony Rendon, Ryan Zimmerman, these guys that had been there for a long time, you know, Strauss, Insurers. I was happy for them. I was stoked for them to see them come from the bad side of it. And Scherzer came in obviously at more of the middle of everything, but like Strauss and Rendon was drafted, we were terrible. And Zim has obviously gone through some brutal years in that organization. So to see them be rewarded like that was awesome. I was happy for my friends, put it that way. I was very, very happy for my friends. I was happy for the learners. The learners always treated me very fairly and very well. And I was happy for Mike Rizzo that finally be rewarded with the teams that he had put together to be rewarded with the championship. And, you know, it was rewarding being able to watch it happen.
Danny, I'll let you get out of here, but I got to tell you that when I was lucky enough to MC Jason Wirth's Ring of Honor ceremony on the field at Nationals Park, and they put together that video compilation of a bunch of his former teammates wishing him well and congratulating him. When the video of you popped up on the big board at Nationals Park, it got maybe the loudest ovation. You know, Nationals fans still love you, man, and we miss seeing you around Nationals Park, and it's great to see you again and catch up with you. I'm glad Sarah and the kids are doing well, and thanks for taking the time, man. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, and thank you for the support from you and from the organization, from the fans. I always appreciate the support, and hopefully soon, in the next 5 years or so, hopefully I'll be able to make my way back there and see a game and see how much the city's changed and be able to run into some fans. I enjoy it, so hope you guys are doing well.
Danny Espinosa had a good run with this organization, and we look forward to seeing him in the future. Purchase a new 2021 season plan by October 1st to receive a free 50% bonus credit. Use your credit on additional tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Reps are standing by to chat with you about the free 50% bonus credit. Visit nationals.com/ticketfinder right now and click chat with a representative. When we come back, we'll talk to Tal Alter, CEO of Nationals Philanthropies. Stick around here on Nats Insider.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back to Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Dan Kolko joined again by my buddy Tal Alter, the CEO of Nationals Philanthropies. Tal, how you doing?
I am doing well, Dan. It's always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. You guys have been very busy throughout the last couple of months with a variety of different initiatives and plans that you're putting into place. Let's start with something that
a lot of Nationals fans, but maybe not all Nationals fans, have been made aware of by now, and that's the ring sweepstakes that you guys have been putting on. It's getting close to wrapping up. The raffle is almost here. So for anyone who is not yet aware about the really cool opportunity that they have to win a World Series ring, tell them what they need to know.
Yeah, well, I hope that people have heard us talk about it by now, but, you know, maybe a little bit of urgency will prompt some action. October 3rd is the deadline. We'll have the drawing shortly thereafter. So only 1 week remains to enter the sweepstakes. And I just want to emphasize that the winner will walk home with a player caliber World Series ring. So all of the same designs and interior, exterior designs as the player ring. So this is something that cannot be bought anywhere. It's only available through the sweepstakes.
Proceeds benefit the Nationals Philanthropies, so enter before October 3rd. And Tal, the website for that is what?
It is natsringsweeps.com. natsringsweeps.com.
Very cool. You can win your own player caliber World Series ring, and it'll have your name on it, which is really special and something that really all Nationals fans should be a part of. Only $25 goes to a great cause, and you have the opportunity to win your own World Series ring. Tal, something that fans have participated in at the ballpark over the last bunch of years, but you guys are still doing in a virtual sense, I guess, is the 50-50 fundraiser throughout this season. What's the latest update on that and a charitable initiative that 50-50 is now supporting?
Yeah, so we have supported a different charity with each homestand, and we've been able to have some great partnerships that have brought, you know, needed contributions to a bunch of donors, a bunch of recipients, I should say. But we are ending the season with a cause that's very close to us. In partnership with Ryan Zimmerman, we are supporting the Zims Foundation with our final 50-50 fundraiser. We are trying to give incentives to people who donate. So the first 100 donors who give $100 or more will get a special art print from Art of Words depicting Ryan. So it's actually the words of every game from the 2019 season that are made to be a design of Ryan celebrating the World Series victory. It's a very cool piece. And so, again, the first 100 donors who give $100 or more will get that art print depicting Ryan through Art of Words.
And people can go where to donate?
So if you go to give.natsforgood.org/50-50, half of all proceeds support multiple sclerosis research through the Zims Foundation, and the other half supports the community impact work that we are doing at National Philanthropies.
Very cool stuff. Give.natsforgood.org/50-50. Tal, you guys do fantastic work over at the Youth Baseball Academy. I've spent some time there, and it's really a fantastic venue for kids from Ward 7 to go after school. And obviously things are very different now in so many ways in these COVID times. How has the Youth Baseball Academy adapted to the current situation, and what are you guys doing over there to stay involved with the kids?
Yeah, well, as anyone who has children knows, it's challenging to find ways to interact with mentors and teachers ever since March. And so we have been adapting to ensure that our scholar athletes are having opportunities to receive all of the positive benefits that the Academy has to offer. But not until recently have we been able to reopen the facility, which we did on the 14th of September. So we do have live programming happening now at the Academy. We have a limited number of scholar athletes enrolled in the program to ensure that we are following public health protocols. So the children complete the program in small pods. The feedback has been very positive thus far from our coaches, from our families, and from the kids who are participating. So we're really grateful to our donors who have continued supporting us and have made it possible for us to open our doors back up to our scholar athletes for much needed programming. We've also continued to run our competitive baseball program, which we call Hustle. They have resumed practices for all players, and I'll just say that if you check out Barry Svrluga's article that came out just recently, There's some great quotes from some of our scholar athletes in that piece that really highlight why we feel like teaching baseball and teaching softball is so important, not just for developing on the field skills, but for helping our young people develop holistically. And with that in mind, the developmental program that we have called YBA Play, which really introduces baseball to young people as early as age three, that has also resumed weekly sessions at the academy with limited capacity, and we're partnering with the DC Public Library to provide some reading comprehension and storytelling activities as part of that as well. Finally, we will have some new YBA Play TV episodes that will be online later this fall on our Facebook page. And I should share that we created 16 episodes during the summer to adapt our what is usually live programming to virtual. And then we've also provided those episodes to all Title I school physical ed education teachers in DCPS so that they can use the content we've created to provide lessons for students in their schools as well during the pandemic.
Fantastic stuff. Tal Alter, the CEO of Nationals Philanthropies, joining me on Nats Insider. And Tal, talk to us now about the Nats for Good Community Response Fund. This has been ongoing throughout the bulk of COVID, since we got hit by this pandemic. And the ballpark has been used for a variety of things other than just baseball. What has the Community Response Fund been able to accomplish over the last few months?
Well, early on in the pandemic, we made the decision to launch a fund that would raise dollars from partners and from our fans that we would commit to sending 100% on to organizations on the front lines, specifically those who were addressing issues around food security and health and human services. We have already distributed more than $350,000 in grants through that fund, and we've raised more than $515,000 in total for the fund. So we have grants yet to distribute. And, you know, the unfortunate news is that the need still exists. Hunger is increasing in our city as the pandemic wears on. And so, you know, for us to be able to support those organizations who are really on the front lines, have a pulse of what's going on in the community, and the fact that our fans and our players and other partners are helping us amplify their ability to be philanthropic is what National Philanthropies is all about, and we're really proud of the impact we've been able to make.
Yeah, you guys have done a great job. Over $356,000 in grants given out so far, and as Tal said, over $500,000 donated to the fund. So that's great work by the D.C. community. Tal, any other final thoughts before we sign off and you get back to work on all the great stuff that you guys are doing with Nats Philanthropies?
Well, look, I want to reemphasize for those people listening what a unique opportunity it is to win a player caliber World Series ring. Again, it's just a $25 donation. Those donations allow us to do things like what I've mentioned on this call, support the Youth Baseball Academy. It supports our grants to community organizations. And if you win the ring, then you will be in very small company. You and the players and coaches of the Washington Nationals will have a ring of this caliber. So I encourage people to go to natsringsweeps.com. You're supporting a good cause. One person is going to walk home with this ring. I'll also mention that we are picking up the taxes. So even though you are winning a really valuable piece of jewelry, it will not cost you anything other than the $25 donation you make to support our cause.
That's not a win-win. I don't know what the heck is. Tal, thanks so much for the time, man. Great to catch up with you, and thanks for all the work that you guys are doing in the community.
Thank you, Dan. Really appreciate it.
That will do it for Nats Insider this week. Huge thanks to Vic Ferreira for putting the show together. Thanks to Jackie Coleman, Wendy Bailey, and Sean Bertani. Also, Kyle Brostowitz with the Nationals for helping facilitate everything this week as the season is winding down. Still got 3 games left against the Mets. Doubleheader later on today, and then 1 game tomorrow against New York. 3:00 will be first pitch at Nationals Park. You can tune in here on 106.7 The Fan for Charlie and Dave. And Bob at FP will have the call for you on Masson. We will be back one more show for you here on 106.7 next Saturday, the final Nats Insider of the season. Look forward to talking to you guys then. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.